All right, if you begin now, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right.
Does it record?
Yes, it's recording very well. Would you give me the days of the week, just Sunday, Monday, and so on?
Well, I'm going to begin with Monday.
That'd be fine.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. And would you just give me the months of the year, January and so on then?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right, that's fine. Once I get it adjusted, then I can forget about it and
mm-hmm.
don't have to worry. I had so much, I was interviewing a gentleman in Iuka, mm-hmm. Mississippi, and the recorder wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. And I kept working with it. I tried this and I tried that. And he watched me and he said, "You know, the more I watch you with that recorder, the more I think you must be a Republican." So
you were with Emory University.
That's right. That's right. Emory is sponsoring this, and they hope to publish the results in about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going around. We'll try to finish the interviewing next year and then mm-hmm. start to put the results together.
Well, is it mainly you're seeking for language differences?
That's right, and particularly expressions that are passing out of use. You know, radio and television is having a devastating effect
yes,
on our language.
I know it. Mm.
And unless we talk to your generation and record these things, they're going to be lost because the young people, I'm sorry to say, are imitating radio and television and
difficult
the language.
To understand a lot of them, what they're talking
that's
about.
Right. That's
you
right.
finally catch on to some terms, keep you cool and square and all like that.
That's right, but many of the, much of the richness of the language, it seems to me, is just being lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're primarily interested in recording, and,
mm-hmm.
and these tapes will be kept in the library there and for scholars to use in the future. So what I would like to do first is just to ask you to reminisce about your own schooling and then your experiences in the county
mm-hmm.
and then bring it up to the time that you retired. And what I'm interested in is the length of the school term, the length of the day, the building itself, what you had in the building,
mm-hmm.
Just items like that. As
mm-hmm.
I say, dates are easily found in books, but
mm-hmm.
Experiences like this are really very difficult to find. So if you would just call
talk about my schooling.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
For when you were a girl, and as I say, the length of the term, the mm-hmm. length of the day, the furniture in the school, and so on.
Well, I think my first schooling was in a private school.